Na păi cum să zic o de puțin Narayan? Să-i Narayaneri de Putni Balaha ba Sopti Balaha Chien. Să-i Sopti Hatshe de Maha Lopti. Narayaneri Sura Sua Vata. Ei, Sura Sua Sopti. Să-i Sura Sua Sopti Mătte ei Lopti Hatshe Sresto Balaha Chie. Dekane, রয়েছে দাস্তর রয়েছে এখানে বলা হচ্ছে বৈকুণ্ঠের দাস্তর মহা বৈকুণ্ঠের মধ্যে অনন্ত বৈকুণ্ঠ রয়েছে সেই অনন্ত বৈকুণ্ঠের মধ্যে নারায়ণের বৈকুণ্ঠ রয়েছে এবং বড় আগের বৈকুণ্ঠ রয়েছে এবং সমস্ত অবতার তত্ত্বে একাধ বৈকুণ্ঠ রয়েছে তা সেখানে যে নারায়ণের যে শক্তি তাকে বলা হচ্ছে মহালক্ষ্মী আর এক লক্ষ্মী রয়েছে স্বর্গলোকে সে হচ্ছে উপেন্দ্র বা বামন বামনের যে শক্তি সে হচ্ছে এক লক্ষ্মী আর সমুদ্র মন্থনে যে এক লক্ষ্মী উদয় হয়েছিল সেই লক্ষ্মী যে তার যে শক্তি ছিল বড় সেখানটা কি হয়েছিল মানে অবৈতার ওই সুদ্ধাই বিষ্ণু তারই হচ্ছে যে শক্তি সমুদ্রের যে মন্থনে হয়েছিল সুদ্ধাই শক্তি তার চার লক্ষ্মী আমার ব্যক্তি তাহলে মূল লক্ষ্মীর আধারণে মহালক্ষ্মী হচ্ছে নারায়ণের শক্তি মহালক্ষ্মী আর তারই অংশ হচ্ছে যে না উপেন্দ্রকে বলা হচ্ছে সেই উপেন্দ্রের শক্তি হচ্ছে যে এক লক্ষ্মী যে সত্যলোকে আর সেটি থেকে বলা হচ্ছে যে লক্ষ্মী তার এক শক্তি রয়েছে সে যে সমুদ্র মন্ত্রের যে লক্ষ্মী আর তাকে মস্ত লক্ষ্মী বলা হয় সেইভাবে যে সরস্বতী রাধারণী বা শক্তিও বলা হয় সরস্বতী রাধারণী বা শক্তির সরস্বতী বলা হয় আবার নারায়ণের এক সরস্বতী রয়েছে তার শক্তি আর ব্রহ্মারের এক শক্তি রয়েছে সরস্বতী সেখানে বলা হচ্ছে সে শক্তির নাম ভারতী বলা হয় এই এখানে যে ভগবান যে নারায়ণ তিনি কিংবা সেই লক্ষ্মীকে দিয়েছিলেন মহালক্ষ্মী এই চার লক্ষ্মীর মধ্যে মহালক্ষ্মী এখানে তিনি তপস্যা করেছিলেন কৃষ্ণাকে পাওয়ার জন্য এবং ভগবান কৃষ্ণকে দর্শন দিয়েছিলেন তার তপস্যা সন্তুষ্ট হয়ে ভগবান কৃষ্ণচন্দ্রকে দর্শন দিয়েছিলেন এবং তখন ভগবান কৃষ্ণচন্দ্র বলেছিলেন যে তুমি আমার এই বুকের মধ্যে তুমি স্বর্ণরেখাব তোমার তিনি অবস্থান করবে সেই লক্ষ্মী আজও পর্যন্ত আমরা বিষ্ণুতত্ত্ব ওঠা করিয়ে যে সকল টিকা রয়েছে সে সব টিকা পাই যে সেই কৃষ্ণের যে হৃদয় রয়েছে হৃদয়ের মধ্যে সূত্র বা স্বর্ণ রেখাব রেখা লেখাব সেখানে লক্ষ্মী সেখানে অবস্থান করছেন এই বলে আপনার কাছে আমি বিদায় নিচ্ছি পঞ্চকল্প শুরু হয়েছ কৃপা সিন্ধু পৈতান পাবনের ভো বৈষ্ণবের ভো নম নম
Before you again with a very thought-provoking lecture which has been given by Krishna Prabhu. Let's concentrate ourselves. This lecture is to concentrate. To know something geographical and historical of a spiritual world. Very, very concisely, but vividly also, he has narrated a few things. We are observing the last day of Kartik Vrat. This Kartik Vrat is named in different names like Kartik Vrat, Urja Vrat, Niyam Seva. Once he called probably Urja Vrat. Urja Vrat. Two names. Urja Vrat and Urja Vrat. Niyam Seva and Kartik Vrat. So, Damodar Vrat. So, these are four or five names of this month which we are observing. When we say Urja Vrat, it pertains to Kartik month. And when we say Urja Vrat, it pertains to energy and which is Radharan. So, different people according to their mood and
qualification called it differently. Those who are interested in materialistic attainment, they may call it only Kartik Vrat or Urj Vrat, because it pertains to Kartik only. But those who want to get Radharani's bhakti, they call it Urja Vrat. Urja means Radharani. Then Urja means Radharani, and Urja means energy, energy is Radharani. Now let us come to see Damodar. He said three Damodar. But I will tell here, we come across five types of Damodar, but in fact there are three. Damodar are three. We come across five types of Damodar. Now count it. I will tell you. Number one. Yashodama had opportunity to bind Krishna. She could bind him, so he is Damodar. Udar means instrument. Dam means rasi, rope, string. A boy who was tied by the string of Mother Yashoda is Yashoda Damodar. Number one Damodar. Okay? Then he says, in expansion of Krishna, especially if we come to Vaibhav Vilas, last Vaibhav Vilas, yes, Vaibhav Vilas. Vaibhav Vilas, you know, Krishna and Balram, they are named Krishna Balram in Braj. When he comes to Dwarkadish, he becomes, what he becomes, you know? He becomes Vasudev. And here Balram becomes Mool Sankarshan in Dwarka. In Dwarka, Balram becomes Mool Sankarshan. Up to this place, they are two-handed. But further the expansion of Krishna, they are named in different headings. I am not going to confuse you with those headings. Let us know only one heading, one Vaibhav Vilas, that Krishna and expansion of four handed is of 24 kinds. In those 24 kinds of expansion, Krishna takes four handed form and he is presiding, dominating deity of different 24 Vaikunth planets. Try to understand. Different 24 Vaikunth planets. In all those planets, name of expansion of Krishna is different. One of them name is Damodar. That is four handed. In all the four hands, there are different periphery. Shank. Shank means conch shell. Jat means reed. What is called? Reed. And gada, club. And
Padma
means lotus. So all these in different Vaikuntha, these expansion of Krishna, which are called Narayan Sattva, they are having these four type of paraphernalia, different in different hands. According to different paraphernalia in different hands, their name changes. Keshava, Damodar and all. So one Damodar is, who is the presiding deity of one of the Vaikuntha in this expansion? How many Damodar we have counted?
Three.
Two. Only two. Now there are 12 months. In one month the dominating deity is Damodar, which is this month. Okay. Four, when we do Tilak, the last one is Om Damodara Nama. How many?
Four.
And fifth is Damodar, which is bound by Radharani. That is five Damodar. But try to understand that the first Damodar of month and the predominating deity of 400 Damodar and 12 of this month, these three are near same. They refer to the same Damodar. Am I right? So they are
they are made at different places, but in fact they refer to the same Damodar. So we will club it into three. One Damodar, 400 Damodar in Vaikuntha, one Damodar, Yashoda Damodar, and another Damodar, Radha Damodar. And out of three, Prabhuji is asking, you can very well imagine who is the superior. He said, when Yashoda found Krishna, Sakha, friends could not open it. Because the bondage of the child given by Vatsalya Ras, it is more stronger than Sakya Ras. But he was saying, had the gopis would have come there, they would have opened it. But gopis did not come to open it, so it was not opened by gopis. Who opened it? Nanda Baba opened it. And the child of Radharani cannot be opened by Yashoda. How come? Then I will again refer to Maharaj. Maharaj says that when Yashoda tries to make Krishna sleep in his lap, please Krishna sleep, and Krishna says, oh mother, when you will go and then I will go. He acts that he has slept, and then the mother leaves him and he runs away. Why? Because he cuts the binding of mother and goes in the binding of Radharani. So already this shows the tie of Radharani is so strong, it is more than Yashoda Ma's tie. Then he is saying the importance of this month. Dham Leela took place in this month, pastime of this. Damodar Bandhan took place. Appearance of Radhakund. And many other pastimes he has referred. Krishna took Govardhan on his finger and Gopasmi, Raj Leela, many Leela, many pastimes took place in this month. So this month is very, very much auspicious importance for the devotees. Now he is coming to the portion of Lakshmi. He said there are four types of Lakshmi. Again, let you start your fingers on. You must not be having calculator, but fingers for calculation. Yeah? Four type of Lakshmi. One is called Moola Lakshmi, original Lakshmi. One is called Mahalakshmi, great Lakshmi. It may be difficult to distinguish between Moola Lakshmi and Mahalakshmi. That is, one is great and one is original. Yes. Great Lakshmi, this is Mahalakshmi, comes from original Lakshmi. Original Lakshmi is Radharani. Moola Lakshmi is Radharani, then comes Mahalakshmi. Mahalakshmi is consort of Narayana. Wife of Narayana in Vaikunth, she is called Mahalakshmi. Just as Vilas Vigraha of Krishna is Narayana, similarly Vilas Vigraha of Radharani is Lakshmi. You will ask, what does it mean by Vilas Vigraha? In order to enjoy different type of mood, Krishna expands himself into Narayana of four hands. That is called Vilas. Vilas means enjoyment. Vilas Vigraha means when Krishna wants to enjoy in a mood which he cannot enjoy in two-handed, because in two-handed he enjoys the topmost sweetness. When he wants to enjoy some lower type of sweetness, then he expands himself in Narayana. That is called Vilas Vigraha of Krishna, that is Narayana. Similarly, parallelly, that energy of Krishna goes to Vilas Vigraha of Krishna as Narayana. He comes as
Moola Lakshmi.
Correct. So not that Moola Lakshmi expands into
Mahalakshmi.
Krishna, and the prayers of demigods and all, Krishna also took incarnation in heavenly planet. Do you know? In heavenly planet, Krishna is also there. In which form? Upendra. Upendra and Vaman. He is there in the form of Upendra and Vaman. So in other ways, some expansion of the same Moola Lakshmi is with Upendra and Vaman also. That is called Swarg Lakshmi. Lakshmi of
Swarg.
Radharani? And the fourth comes Matsya Lakshmi. Matsya Lakshmi means who lives in this Brahman. This Brahmand is Matsya Brahmand. When turning of the ocean took place, out of so many things, Lakshmi also came. This is not Mool Lakshmi, this is not Mahalakshmi. This Lakshmi belongs to this Brahman only, and she got married to Vishnu. But which Vishnu? Do you know? Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. She was married to Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. And there are four types of Lakshmi. Similarly, Prabhuji was saying there are three types of Saraswati also. One is the speech power of Radharani is called Saraswati. Second is consort of Vishnu also, one of the consort of Vishnu is also there are 16 potency of Narayan, one of them is Saraswati. And one Saraswati is of Brahma, Brahma's wife. This Saraswati many times we worship in order to gain material knowledge. So there are three types of Saraswati. So the name who is the wife of Brahma in this material world, the name of that Saraswati is Bharti. So these are the different categories he has shown. Here are hierarchy, it may be called history, or it may be called geography also, we have come to know. But still she could not get. Why have you come here? Lakshmi is performing austerity, she could not get, and we have come here. Why? So this why has been answered in many ways. In the morning Maharaj said that this place Krishna used to come with his friends for cow grazing. So this is river and very important and glorious place for us. We should pay our respect to it, then what to this place? Rasanand Prabhu has also raised the same question and his answer. Sudhanya Prabhu also has raised the same question and the answer once upon a time given by Maharaj, he has narrated. So I will like that you should also have this question in your mind and then try to understand the answer. Rasanand Prabhu said, it is fact that Lakshmi could not get, but Lakshmi, who is living with Narayan in so much opulent state, she also started having desire to enter in the pastime of Krishna, so that should stimulate in our heart that we should also have this desire. So why should we come here? That we should have induction from the activity of Lakshmi ji, that how should we also have this desire fused in our heart. Once upon a time, Rasanand Prabhu is saying that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India, in the house of Venkat Bhatt, and he found Venkat Bhatt was a great devotee of Lakshmi Narayan. He said, Venkat, you are devotee of Lakshmi Narayan, and your Lakshmi, of whom you are devotee, is deemed to be very chaste and Pativrata. Pativrata means a lady fixed and fully loyal to her husband. What is called unalloyed concentration over her husband only. Chaste may be unmarried woman also, but Pativrata is always
chaste and faithful.
Chaste and faithful, fully loyal. But this lady, which is your worshipable Upasya Diti Lakshmi, she is desiring to take part in Ras Leela with Krishna. And he was very much puzzled
How it is so? Where is it written? Then Mahaprabhu quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam that in Bhagavatam it is said, Uddhav is saying, when he is glorifying all the gopis, that even Lakshmi is desiring to get your position. You are so much exalted and elevated. And in Bhagavat again, Mahaprabhu quoted that Nag Kanya, wives of Kaliya, they are worshipping that, O Brajendra Nandan, you are so great, and your devotee, and especially among your devotees, your gopis and Radharani is so great that Lakshmi is also desiring to attain that position, and she is doing austerity for this in Belvan. Do you know what is the difference between Narayan and Krishna? Principally they may be same, but according to pastimes they are different. Rasagat, they are different. Krishna has four more additional characteristics in him than Narayan. His one characteristic is Venugit, he plays over flute, but Narayan does not play. His Roop, Roop means form. Form is so beautiful, that all the living entities get attracted, all the demigods get attracted, even Narayana get attracted, and Dwarkadish, Vasudev get attracted, but to speak of all of them, even Krishna gets attracted. And if you give up everything, Krishna, who attracts everyone, gets attracted to Radharani. Krishna, who attracts everyone, gets attracted to Radharani, and that Radharani gets attracted from Krishna's form. So it's so beautiful. Then Krishna has got Guna Madhurya. Guna Madhurya means he is benevolent to his devotees. And the fourth is, he performs wonderful, sweet pastimes full of Madhurya Rasa. So these are his four characteristics, and listening these characteristics, she became also desirous to attain the position of Gopi, and she started performing austerity in this Belvan. Now Sudhanya Prabhu has also explained something very interesting. Then he, Rasadhan Prabhu has asked for us that we should pray. Guna
Madhurya. Not Prema. Not
Prema. Prema is not Madhurya. Prema is in all. That is Guna Madhurya. Roop, Leela, Guna or Venu. Four. Roop, Leela, Guna and Madhurya. Not Prema. Sometimes it is called Bhakta Vatsalya. The word is used. Sometimes it is also called Bhakta Vatsalya. Bhakta Vatsalya is also the, we may get synonymous of Guna Madhurya. Because the biggest characteristic, the highest guna means quality. The highest quality of Krishna is that he gave motherlyhood to even Putana. This is his characteristic. So Sudhanya Prabhu is explaining that once upon a time Maharaji also used to come in this place. And once I was also there. He has heard from Maharaji at this place so many pastimes, but about, I think, 3 years before, I was also fortunate enough that I came with Maharaji. Since last 2-3 years, Maharaji is not coming here. And he always speaks many type of pastimes. And I tell you, Maharaji speaks at different place or at the same place, but at different time, all the pastimes in different point of view. He is never same. He never repeats. his angle of vision always changes. He always broaden and widen the pastime. He never leaves us on the one point pastime only. So he raised the same question. Once Naraji went to Vaikuntha and talked to Lakshmi. Narad always creates some nagging quarrel between husband, wife and all. But it is not in fact quarrel and nagging. He creates curiosity in the pastime of Leela. So it is always because of desire of Krishna himself. He says, oh Lakshmi, you are sitting here. You know what Narayan is doing? What he is doing? He is dancing with so many gopis in Vrindavan. Go and see. Today I saw this form of Narayan. It is wonderful. I can't believe it. So Shiva is very much surprised. Now, Krishna and Narayan, principally they are same. So what Narad is saying, principally is not wrong. Somehow or other, Lakshmi, she became too much curious to see what Narayan is doing, my husband is doing. She went there, she saw, the moment she saw Krishna, but from the distance, she could not come nearer to Krishna. She had glimpse of Krishna only and she fainted. The moment she fainted by seeing the glimpse of Krishna and when she arose, came in consciousness, she said, well, that's really form. I should also have an opportunity to go to that pastime of Lord. So he started performing austerity here. Now, wait. I want to put the things in a way that it will become more interesting. No. Yes. No, but something more. I want to create more curiosity. Let me figure it out. See? Why we have come here? This I will answer in the last, as he also answered in the last. But when she came here and did some worshipping of Krishna, at that time, he is saying, Krishna came to her, talk to her, what do you want? And I heard, he was telling, I heard once upon a time from Maharaji, the same way, what do you want to from me? I want to take part in your Rasa Leela. Oh, you want to take part in Rasa Leela? Yes, you can take. He said, no, you cannot take, but I am making it more clear. As Maharaj once said, yes, you can take, but you have to fulfill some conditions. What condition you have to fulfill? You are wife of Narayan, Narayani. You are having identification, you are the Brahmani. Wife of topmost Brahman of the universe is Narayan and his wife is Brahmani. You have to give up this abhiman, this identity. Okay, I'll do. Lakshmi said, okay, I'll do. Then, it's not enough. It's not finished. Krishna said, it's not finished. Okay, tell. Then you will have to take birth in Braj, in the house of a gop. Okay, done. I'll take. In the womb of a gopi, not Brahman. Yes, I will take. I am ready. Then, with all those Nitya Siddha gopis who are there, you will have to become their friends, do certain activities. You have to carry cow dung on your head, make dung cake, fetch water from Yamuna. Will you do? She said, Okay, is it not enough? No. The last I have yet to tell you, what is that? That then you will have to get married to a gop. What? Get married? No. I can do others, but this I cannot do. I am just ready. This I cannot do. Then Krishna went away, and then Lakshmi sat here and started doing performing austerity. That Krishna may reduce some conditions, then she may get the opportunity. And she has started doing austerity.
अब इसका रस लो ना. अब हाउ दिस स्टार्टेड. नहीं, कोई नहीं है, इतना हमें मालूम है, आपको बता रहे हैं.
महाराज जी टोल्ड दिस नरेशन समथिंग लाइक दिस व्हिच आई एम टेलिंग यू. देन शी परफॉर्म्ड ऑस्टेरिटी. देन कृष्णा केम. लुक लक्ष्मी जी, आई कैन नॉट परफॉर्म यूर, आई कैन नॉट गिव यू दैट बेनिडिक्शन, बट यू आर परफॉर्मिंग सो मच हाई ऑस्टेरिटी, यू विल हैव टू कीप ऑन परफॉर्मिंग दिस ऑस्टेरिटी. I can give you an opportunity that you come on my chest in the form of a golden line. Swarna Rekha. This is also one of the form of Lakshmi. And that benediction he got, and still from Krishna and onward in all the incarnation of Krishna, Lakshmi stays in the form of a golden line, which is called, you know, it's 40 vats lanchanam. We got vats. And Shri Vats, Shri Vats, Shri is Lakshmi and Vats is that is the some formation of hair on the chest of Krishna, hairs of Krishna's chest. So he said, now Maharaji said, then why should we pray to Lakshmi who could not get it? Then he said, according to our prayers, if we pray to any devotee, it is fact that Lakshmi is devotee. This is fact. So, Drona and Dhara, they performed austerity at the lotus feet of Brahma, that they should get benediction, that they should taste the Vatsalya Ras with Krishna, with Lord. They should get an opportunity of enjoying the Vatsalya mood of Lord. They should get opportunity. But to whom they prayed? To whom they prayed? To Brahma. Does Brahma have this bhav? Brahma is in dasya mood. But Brahma said tathastu. Brahma said, you will get it. Because Brahma gave this benediction, Krishna is that Guna Madhurya. He is Bhakti Vatsalya. He fulfilled the desire of his devotee and he gave that thing to Drona and Dhara. Similarly, if we prayed at the lotus feet of Lakshmi and Lakshmi recommend our prayer, though she might have not got, but her, because of her prayer, we will get it. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.
Yeah. You don't want to mention that this is where Krishna and Balaram play football with